I don't think governments can dictate to people or tell people what to do, but I think governments can have a very clear look at what they're doing and ask whether it's negative or whether it's positive to what I call stable family formation. And that's all that we're looking at. And two very good examples of this. The first is, you know, we are alone in Western Europe in believing somehow that marriage is just another family formation, that it isn't relevant, it isn't important. Everybody else out there actually thinks that it's important enough to recognize and celebrate. So we are sort of slightly unique. We're also unique in this, that the level of our family breakup is phenomenal. It's way beyond anybody else in Western Europe. We have more families breaking up. We have more lone parents. We have more teenage pregnancies. If we're doing something right, I'd love to know what it was, because nobody else wants to copy us. Nobody should be beating a path to our door to find out how you stabilise
society. Our teenage pregnancies have been falling.
Come on, Polly, this is marginal rubbish. The truth is, we have an appalling record on all of this, and if I was any other country in Western Europe, I would ring-fence Britain and say, don't go there, avoid that like the plague, because that place teaches you how not to do things. We spend over 20 to 23 billion simply trying to support lone parents at the moment, but we don't spend anything at all worth talking about on getting ahead of the problem. One of the points we pointed out in Breakthrough Britain was each taxpayer pays about £800 per taxpayer for the post-breakup, but we spend less than 50 pence per taxpayer on the idea that somehow counselling and guidance, properly applied, can reap phenomenal dividends in stabilising relationships and helping people stay together. We don't think that's important. We are alone, again, in most of the civilised world in believing that getting ahead of the problem would enormously help matters. So we are talking here about rejigging that.
You give a lot more money to counselling, because services like Relate, who've often been strapped for money, but they say that they're not for keeping couples together, they're for making sure that couples make the right decisions. They're very anxious to say, we are not judgmental. If people want to separate, we will help them separate in a more amicable way. They don't badge themselves as being, we're married.
Well, I don't think any organisation I've ever met that helps couples over their problems ever comes in, wags the finger and says, you're terrible people, because that would be rather pointless. All the organisations I've seen, beyond Relate as well, by the way, and in other countries, but here, a lot of the community and charitable groups that do this, they can be religious, they can be non-religious, they all pretty much approach it from the same standpoint, which is our job here is to try and figure out why you're talking about breaking up. Many of them say, most of the couples that come and see them have got a particular issue, but when they delve into it, it's not that issue that was the problem. In about 80% of the cases, it may be debt, for example, they track back to. And once they sort that out, then the whole system sorts itself out. So it's not about saying right or wrong. It's saying to them, look, for the sake of everybody, let's figure out whether this thing can be stabilised and saved. And that, by the way, in almost every one of the groups I've visited, and there are many more beyond Relate as well, they say that you can save up to about 50% of the relationships that come in front of you that otherwise would break up.